This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The man charged with killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder last March has been declared incompetent to stand trial for a second time. CPR News does not name alleged mass shooters in most instances. The suspect was sentenced today to the state mental hospital in Pueblo for treatment. Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty says he's confident that the accused shooter can face the criminal charges after receiving treatment and medication. Governor Polis presented his proposed budget to members of the Joint Budget Committee today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Polis says his spending plan prioritizes saving people money and reducing fees.
Many hardworking Coloradans are struggling with the cost of life, caregiving, rent, gas. And we know we can't solve it all as a state, but we need to do what we can.
Polis says his top goals are to recover from the pandemic, reduce homelessness, and address public safety concerns. Ultimately, lawmakers craft and pass the state budget, but the governor's proposal serves as the starting point. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado will receive more than $121 million next year for wastewater and drinking water projects from the infrastructure bill signed recently by President Biden. The funding will likely be used to reduce lead and chemical contamination and help mitigate cancer-causing chemicals known as PFAS. Mostly clear tonight, 25 to 30 degrees around Colorado. It's 61 in Denver. This is CPR News.